Normally we would call this a prayer. But God has already said some things in His Word, Matthew, that He will do, Jody. He's already said a lot of stuff about us. Well, you got saved, Cal, because God already said you could be saved, you just had to believe. You see what I'm saying? You hadn't got to ask Him to rewrite the Bible every time you need Him to do something. It's already in the Word. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to prophetically declare, Miss Debbie, what the Word of God already says about us, that we need to believe and trust that He will do exactly what He says. This prayer that I very seldom ever read, well, I never read prayers. I've never read a prayer, actually, I don't guess. I wrote this prayer. If you want to call it that, actually, it's a prophetic declaration. And I wrote it, and it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, it's on our ministry app. If you're watching by internet, what you're about to hear, go to the App Store, type in Scott Bodner, there'll be a ministry app there. It has this prayer on it. It will have it on it via video. It will have it on the devotion part. You can go to Scott Bodner Ministries International on Facebook. It's everywhere that you can read it, all right? And after I'm done, if you'd like, we can print it out. I can get it printed out, and you can just have a copy in your Bible and just read it. And it's a prophetic declaration of intercession. It's not really a prayer, because I'm just stating prophetically what the Bible says about us. And we need to believe that God will do His Word. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I want you to go there, Joshua. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I'm going to tell you why Paul said what he said. Actually, I'm not going to tell you. The Bible says we have the same spirit of faith. That's us, okay? Or we wouldn't all be here together. According as it is written, I believed, and so therefore, since I believed, and since I'm in the spirit of faith, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, therefore we speak. So we believe the Bible. Everything I'm going to pray, everything I'm going to prophesy to you today is in the Bible. I have scriptures for it. And we're going to declare this prophetic declaration over us here as a church, over Neshoba County. Obviously, we know what happened yesterday, a tragic situation. If you're watching somewhere on the other side of the world, and I know that you will be, we had a tragedy here in our county yesterday. And so we're going to pray this. We're going to release this. We're going to declare this. And we are in full agreement. And God's going to take care of His people in the name of Jesus. And we have to believe that. Yes, there are things we don't understand. I'm fully aware of that as well. But have faith and trust God anyway. Okay? Because there is no... Do you know of a better option? Is there any better thing? Any better option? Can you go to the stock market and invest? Can you go to Walmart? Can you get online? God bless her. She's dead and gone now. 1-800-CLIO. I mean, there's no better plan than what we got here. All right? I want you to take a deep breath. And we're going to declare this. This prophetic declaration is called No Evil at My House. That is in Psalm 91. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn to Psalm 91, you can. There's a lot of this comes out of Psalm 91, but it's all through the Bible. It's not just one chapter. Scripture's all through the Bible. I'd like to get your spirit locked in with my spirit. And we're going to declare the Word of God is the prophetic declaration of what God has already said about His people. He just needs us to believe it. Heavenly Father, I come boldly before the throne, your throne, by the blood of Jesus Christ. I declare that I have been redeemed from the curse and will walk in your blessings all the days of my life. Galatians 3:13. I have come to Jesus with my heavy burdens and received His gift of rest because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. I have what I say I have because I have read your word and I speak the word only. Matthew 8:5-10. Therefore I say that Satan has no right in my affairs nor in any area of my life. I belong to you, the Most High God, And what I say happens. If it's a mountain, it moves. Mark 11, 22 through 23. I am dressed in the armor of the Spirit as described in Ephesians chapter number 6, 10 through 18. The shield of faith quenches all fiery darts of the devil. And I say that God's armor of light protects me from everything that the enemy sends my way. Everybody, would you say amen? Amen. By the power of God's word, I am anointed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God's anointing destroys every yoke. It removes every burden. And it blesses every area of my life and our lives and the lives of our fellow Neshoba Countyans, our fellow Mississippians, our fellow Americans, and our brothers and sisters around the world. Isaiah 10, 27. As a prophet of God, I personally stand on the face of this earth and I declare by authority given unto me by Jesus Christ that all crooked things will be made straight, all hindrances are removed, and all sickness is gone from my body and the body of Christ. Isaiah 40 and verse 4. I worship the Lord with tithing and giving, and so the windows of heaven are open above me. Malachi 3, 8 through 12. The devourer, the killer, the devourer, he is rebuked because I tithe. The tithe rebukes the devourer, and no evil shall come near my dwelling, nor the dwelling place of God's house. My house is righteous by the blood of Jesus, and the house of the righteous, the Bible says, will flourish in Psalm 92, 12 through 14. We are expanding on the right hand and on the left hand, Isaiah 54, 1 through 4. I love the word of God, so I have great peace, and I will not be offended by anything or anyone, because being offended means I've stopped and I'm living in fear. I'm living in failure. I will not allow that to happen because I love the word of God. Psalm 119, 165. I have a vision from God in my spirit, so I will not perish, but I will launch out into the vastness of God's purpose for me. Proverbs 29 and verse 13. It says, without a vision, we will perish. And so, therefore, we have a vision of many things. So we have a vision of God protecting us, and we cannot see all the angels that are around about us right now, but they are here. Like the helper, the assistants, the armor bearer of the prophet Elisha, he was afraid. He was afraid because there was so many people around and armies around. And Elisha said, God, open his eyes and let him see. And he opened his eyes and he saw that they're way more for us than they are for them. All right? And so we praise God for that. Jesus Christ is my high priest of good things to come. That is a direct quote from the Word of God. Hebrews 9:11 is where you will find that your high priest, Jesus Christ, is the high priest of good things to come. Not bad things, but good things. Hebrews 9:11. He has worked all things. Not some things. Not half of the things. Not part of the things. But He's worked all things out for my good. So I give thanks in all things. Romans 8:28. My steps are ordered by the Lord, and He will continue His work in me until the coming of His Son, Jesus Christ. Psalm 37, 23. My future is in the hands of the Almighty God, so I will not allow fear in my life. 2 Timothy 1, 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He has given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, all right? So God has not given us the spirit of fear, so do not allow fear to intimidate you. In Philippians 1:28, He says, Be not terrified in anything, but stand in faith and have absolutely no fear. I will walk daily in the love of Jesus Christ, and love never fails. So I will show someone the love of God today. I will avoid all appearance of evil of any type in any type relationship so that my light shines brightly for Jesus Christ and will be seen clearly without any confusion whose side that I'm on because I am a follower of Jesus Christ, my Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. I am a child of the Most High God, to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Romans 14:11. And we stand and we declare this in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God Almighty spoke into nothing, stepped out into nothing but darkness, and he spoke light into place. God Almighty spun this world into place in 6 days. And so he is an almighty God. He is an almighty. Almighty means he has all the strength. He has no foe. So we will not live in fear.